Felt Birds by Lena Manteca. The clicking sound of our family sewing machine is very familiar around the winter holidays at my house. Every year, right around Christmas, my dad, yes, that's right, my dad, not my mom, takes out our white and blue Bernina sewing machine and starts to sew our gifts for our family and friends. Our gifts are felt birds, a different one every year that you can hang around your house or on your tree. My parents came to Seattle from New York City around 1990. The landscape was very new and different to them, and the Pacific Northwest nature fascinated them. My dad was getting tired of spending money on buying Christmas presents and was getting more and more interested in making crafts. It only made sense for them to combine all three of their ideas, hobbies, and surroundings to start a tradition that would last for years afterward. The process starts with my dad getting the idea for this year's bird. Sometimes he picks the bird based on an important event that has happened that year. For example, in 2001, he made a black crow which symbolizes death and mourning in honor of September 11th. The crow is made of very black felt, now roughened from years of use, and sports yarn eyebrows. On his wings is a beautiful teal sparkle arranged in fish scale shapes. The first bird my dad ever made was a cardinal. A strip of black spray paint covers the delicate black button eye. Once the bird has been selected, he does research to see what they look like and what its habits are like. Next comes the long process of sketching the design, making the pattern, and picking the appropriate color scheme and fabrics. Suddenly, the birds are magically being made in front of our eyes as the sewing machine clicks away. For the last stage, my whole family of three comes together and we all stuff the bird skins with cotton. Our neighbors, friends, and family love the birds and the surprise of finding out what bird has been made that year. Every Christmas, the birds are visible hanging on my best friend's family tree, over our neighbor's fireplace, or over our family friend's kitchen sink. I can't imagine the holidays without these birds, and I hope I can keep the tradition going when I grow up.